Tigers and Dogs getting set to go. Auburn in the white uniforms with the blue numerals and no trim. The vintage-looking uniforms this year look really good. Opelika in the red uniforms with the black numerals and white trim. Auburn will jump Antoine Daniels in center circle. Opelika will jump Justin Holloway. Holloway got about an inch and a half on Antoine Daniels here. We'll see if Antoine can get the tip to go the Tigers' way, which he does. Bradley Pearson has it, and we're underway in Auburn High School gym. It's the age-old rivalry, Auburn and Opelika. Tabari Allen out front for the Tigers has it. Gives it off to Adam Gonia for the Tigers. Now out front to Bradley Pearson. The lefty working on McNally out front. Gets it over to Gonia. Adam has it with a right-handed dribble. 7 minutes and 40 seconds left to go. We're just underway here in the first quarter. Adam all the way to the rack. Floater in the air. Can't get the shot to fall. Rebound to Gonia. Got his own rebound. At to Bradley. Pearson a three in the air. Off the rim. No good. And a rebound to Opelika. And now up ahead go the Dogs. This is Carday Wright, takes it down the lane, puts up the floater, and in. Wright on the board first for the Dogs. 2-0 Opelika as we're just underway here in the first quarter. Antoine brings it ahead with a left hand off to Tabari Allen. Now over to Griffin McLean. It goes between the rings. Holding it above his head. Bounce pass over to Gonia on the left wing. Now hitting Bradley Pearson on the right wing. Shot fake. Drives inside. Pulls up from 15. Hits at Griffin McLean, that is, on the way to the bucket. And Griffin gives the Opelika student section a look. And now a steal by Antoine Daniels out front. Opelika had it, was taken at the length of the floor, and Antoine just put his paw in the way. Back the other way, the shot up, no good, and Opelika with the rebound. Oh, Auburn had a chance there, but Jonathan McNally steps in front and gets it back for the Dogs. Holloway steps in. No, he'll kick it out. Into the corner it goes to Brady McNally, a three in the air, and he knocks it home. 5-2, Opelika on top of Auburn. 6.5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Antoine Daniels working it ahead with the left hand. Auburn in the box formation, takes it to the right side, hits Adam Gonia, top of the key. Thought about the three, steps inside, now looking for some help. Gives it off to Tabari, thought about another three, now he'll drive Holloway inside. Dump it off to Griffin McLean underneath, who puts it in. And another look over there by Griffin McLean. Oh, we got a storyline there we can tell you about in a moment. 5-4 Opelika on top of Auburn as we get just underway here in the first quarter. McNally has it, shoots the two, and gets it to roll. Jonathan McNally on the board. The McNally brothers out there starting for the Opelika Dogs. Brady and Jonathan, they've hit five of Opelika's first 7 points. Pearson has it. Working against Wright, gives this one off to McLean, who shovels this one to Gonia. Adam drives by the defense all the way to the bucket. Oh, leaves for Antoine Daniels underneath, who lays it in. 7-6, Opelika on top of the Auburn Tigers here. 5.5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. McNally, that's Brady McNally who's got it. Antoine Daniels steps in front of the pass. Oh, Antoine to the rack and can't throw down the jam. Missed the one-handed jam. Carday right the other way. I don't think Antoine got as high as he thought he was going to get. 5:14 left to go in the first quarter. Auburn can't take the lead on that possession. McNally in the corner. Now Holloway almost had it ripped away. Double dribbled, no call. To the rack, blocked by Tabari Allen. Rebound to the Tigers. Bradley Pearson running the floor. The lefty all the way down the floor. That goes off of his foot, out of bounds. That'll send it back to Opelika. Auburn running a little bit too far ahead of themselves here in the first quarter. 4:57 left to go. 7-6, Auburn trailing Opelika. McNally inbounding, wants some help, tries to get it in. This goes back to McNally in the backcourt, and he'll take this one up against Adam Gonia. Left-handed dribble by McNally as he comes to the left side. He'll pull a deep three in the air off the backboard. No good. Rebound fought for. That goes back to the Dogs. Here's Jonathan McNally, a three in the air off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Holloway. And Opelika still with possession. Harris out front, inside to McNally. There's Jonathan McNally underneath, uses the big body to get free, and he's able to lay it in. Auburn got a match intensity on offense here. Opelika's come out swinging. Adam Gonia with it. Quick dump off pass to Griffin McLean inside. Two more for Griffin. Griffin McLean, every time he scored, has given the Opelika student section a look. When we get to a break, let's go over a little bit of a storyline there with Griffin and this Opelika High School basketball roster. Opelika has it again. Dogs taking it down the right side of the lane. Carday Wright put it up. No good. Tigers want to run. 9-8, Opelika leading this one. Antoine Daniels all the way inside. Right-handed layup. Tigers lead. 4 for Antoine Daniels. It's a 10-9 ball game. The blue and white lead it. Harris has it for the red and black now. Right-handed dribble by Harris. Almost traveled, then lost it. Got it back. Cardae Wright has it in the right side. Now swung around the corner. It goes to McNally. Inside to Holloway. Catch, shoot, turnaround. No good. And a rebound to Tabari Allen for the Tigers. Auburn will run it ahead. Bradley Pearson stops from the left wing. Gives it off to Tabari between the rings. 3:23 left to go. A one-point lead by the Tigers. Adam Gonya has it out front. Holds it on the right hip. Now takes McNally to the left side. Crossover dribble down the lane. Gives this one back to Antoine. Daniels all the way to the bucket. Scoop shot up and in. A little floater goes in for Antoine. A three-point lead by the blue and white. Harris has it. Left-handed dribble. Quick entry pass to Holloway. Stops. Pops over McLean. No good on the shot. Rebound to the Tigers. Tigers up ahead. Over to Pearson. Thought about the three. Now behind the back dribble. Gives it off to Adam Gonya. He pulls a three and hits the three. 15-9, a timeout by Opelika after a 9-0 run. Let's take a timeout with them. 30 seconds on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine. With offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96-3 W. Lee.
15-9, Auburn High School leading Opelika here inside Auburn High School Gymnasium. We just underway in the first quarter. There's an interesting storyline we want to tell you about in a moment going on with Griffin McLean for the Auburn High School Tigers and the Opelika student section, really the school of Opelika. Justin Holloway has it out front. Now Brady McNally for the Dogs. They're swinging it around. If you'll recall, Griffin McLean plays tight end for the Auburn High School football team. This past year, Auburn goes into Opelika and comes back from 13 down as Opelika comes up empty on their possession. They get a last-second touchdown where Henry Allen rolls out to the left and hits, you guessed it, Griffin McLean wide open for the game-winning touchdown against Opelika. So some bad blood between Griffin McLean and these Opelika fans right now. Auburn called for a moving screen on the other end as Adam Gonya came around the defender. And it'll go back to the Opelika Bulldogs. We'll continue to monitor that one as Griffin McLean has given the Dogs faithful a couple of looks here to start. 15-9. Opelika has it. Brady McNally over on the right wing. Looking for some help. Gives it off to Holloway. Layup, no good. But blocked out of there by Wade Hill as Opelika got the offensive rebound. Now back the way to the Tigers. Adam Gonya has it. Gives this one off to Jordan Franklin, who's checked in. No look pass to Trey Fletcher underneath. And a putback is good. 17-9, your score. Now Opelika taking this one ahead. I believe Cash Reef going to be called for the foul on this one. Yeah, Reef will pick up the foul there as he stepped in front trying to stop any momentum that Opelika had. Bradley Pearson will come into the game again as Cash Reef had come in to get him, but Adam Gonya will come out to get a blow, so Pearson will come back in. Quick entry pass to Holloway. Thought about the shot, but will fake that. Wade Hill goes in the air, but Holloway chooses to not go by him. Now Brady McNally has it out front. Puts the three in the air. No good. Got his own rebound, though, long. McNally runs inside. Floater in the air. No good, but a foul on Wade Hill as he goes over the back to try and block the shot of McNally. Need to clarify, on the other end, this was not a putback by Trey Fletcher. It was actually just given by Jordan Franklin. It was a great no-look pass underneath, and Fletcher was able to go up for two off the glass. First free throw by McNally, normally a very good shooter, is no good off the side of the right rim. The right side of the rim, that is. 8-point lead for the Tigers, 1:03 left to go in the first quarter. Second one, no good by Brady McNally. Missed them both. Rebound to the Tigers. Bradley Pearson runs this one ahead. 1 minute left to go in the first quarter. Now Jordan Franklin out front. A little ball of hate with the right-handed dribble behind the back. Now looking for some help. Off to Wade Hill. Wade looking underneath. Trying to get it to Pearson. Oh, does hit Bradley on the way to the bucket. Oh, a little scoop shot layup by Bradley Pearson goes. First points of the game for Brad and a 10-point lead by the blue and white. Now Opelika's turn with it. A three from the wing is good by Trendon Manure. His first points of the evening. It's a 19-12 ball game. 20 ticks left to go in the first quarter. Auburn going to be content likely with running this down to play for the final shot. Here's Pearson out to Reef. Cash working on McNally. Now gives this one to Franklin with eight. Jordan behind the back. Crossover. Left-handed dribble down the lane. Gives it off to Wade Hill. Cutting to the bucket. Shoots over the defense and in. Wade Hill scores, and that's how the first quarter will end. Auburn runs it to perfection, and Wade drops it in the bucket. 21-12, a 9-point lead as we head to the second quarter. It's Auburn by 9 over the Opelika Dogs. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Inspired by the bold bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSCC can help you blaze your path. Three locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
Auburn High Basketball is on.
96-3 W. Lee.
21-12, the Auburn High School boys on top of Opelika here. 8 minutes on the clock in the second quarter, and the Dogs will take it from our left to right. Manure for the Opelika Dogs takes it down the lane on Jordan Franklin, gives it off to Holloway, who pulls up from the free throw line, rattles in and out and back in again. Holloway on the board with two finally. Making a few shots. Holloway got a good-looking jumper, just hadn't gotten one to fall yet. Franklin ahead to Antoine Daniels. Antoine thought about the three. Now he'll go back out to Fletcher, and they'll swing it around the horn back to Jordan out front between the rings. Now left-handed dribbles. He takes it to the left wing. Entry pass to Wade Hill. Wade has it. Working on a post move inside. Needs some help. Tried to feed Fletcher, but Opelika steals it away. Manure has it with a left-handed dribble on the right wing. Gets a screen out front, takes a deep three off the right side of the rim, no good. Rebound, Fletcher skying, goes up and grabs it. Jordan Franklin trying to run the floor, gave it off underneath. Wade Hill, I believe, was the last to touch it. No, they'll say Opelika touched that last. Griffin McLean into the ballgame, and Tabari Allen will replace Trey Fletcher and Wade Hill, respectively. 7:08 left to go in the second quarter. Franklin slaps the ball, gets a play ready. Now out to Antoine between the rings. Inside it goes to Tabari, free throw line. Holds it above his head, out to Jordan Franklin. Thought about the three, steps inside. A little behind the back dribble, out to Bradley Pearson. Three in the air, off the back rim, no good. Rebound, Jordan Franklin. Back to Bradley going towards the bucket, but he couldn't handle it. Opelika back the other way. This is Carday Wright, pulls up from the right wing. Three in the air, swish. Opelika's cut it back to four after a 9-point lead by the Tigers. Actually, it was 10 at one point there in the first quarter. Antoine has it. Entry to Bradley Pearson. Bradley had it at the free throw line, tried to dump it off to Griffin McLean underneath, but they'll get a foul on Opelika before he can. Foul on number two, Trendon Manure. So his first of the game. Quick entry to Tabari. Tried to lay up, no good. Rebound by Opelika. That's a good, solid defensive possession by the Dogs. Jackson Freeman has it for the Dogs as he takes it ahead. Gives it off to Trendon Manure and a steal by Griffin McLean. Franklin running the floor, right-handed dribble. Gives it in the corner to Tabari. Allen tried to take it baseline and couldn't grab it. Justin Holloway out of the pack all the way to the bucket, and a right-handed jam is good, and it's a 2-point game. Auburn got to respond. Antoine Daniels now left-handed dribble, holds it above his head to Tabari. Allen thought about the three. He will take the three off the front of the rim. No good. Opelika can tie or take the lead on this possession. Manure has it out front with a left-handed dribble. Now the right hand. Now back to the left. Working on Bradley Pearson out of the left wing. Off to Holloway, top of the key. They give this one off to number zero, Antonio Fields, who shoots the three. No good. And a rebound to the Tigers. Jordan Franken running the four with a left-handed dribble all the way down the right side of the lane. Lost it. Auburn getting way ahead of themselves. Manure has it out front around Tabari Allen. Finds an opening to the bucket, but Bradley Pearson swipes it up ahead to Jordan Franklin. Three on one. All the way to the hoop goes Griffin McLean. Two more for the tight end. Eight for Griffin. It's a four-point game again with 5:15 left to go before the half. Menor has it out front. Off to Holloway between the rings. Now over it goes to Antonio Fields. Had it, lost it, gives it to Carday Wright. Right to Holloway at the top of the key. Thought about the three. Now we'll bring it back out. And over it goes to Menor, right wing. Menor working on Tabari Allen now, who switched off to him. Under it goes to Holloway, who shoots over Bradley Pearson. Off the top of the rim, no good. Rebound underneath to Fields. He taps this one back out to number three. That's Carday Wright. Takes it down the lane. Right-handed layup, good. Auburn getting killed on the glass right now. Jordan Franklin down the left side of the lane. Had it poked away. Jordan has tried that a few too many times down the floor here. Got to go to something else. Menor has it. Opelika can tire take the lead on this possession. Now to Holloway. Over it goes to Wright in the corner and off to Freeman. Freeman almost goes back court but saves it to Holloway. Justin Holloway will step into a three. No good off the rim and a rebound to Antoine. Daniels has it running ahead. Hits Griffin McLean all the way to the bucket. A bounce pass to Bradley. Did not have numbers, so he'll have to take it out. Here's a bounce pass to Antoine. Now to Griffin. 10 points for Griffin McLean just like that. McLean. 25-21, a four-point lead for the Tigers. 3:57 left to go before the half. Menor has it around a screen to Freeman. Now gives this one off in the corner to Fields, and over it goes to Right, fires to three, no good. Rebound by Antoine, does not have numbers, but he decides he does. All the way to the rim he goes, no good. Tabari Allen and Holloway after it, and Holloway will get the timeout called. 3:38 left to go in the second quarter. Yeah, Justin Holloway came over, was fighting for it with Tabari Allen underneath, and they'll give the timeout to Opelika. 30 seconds, as we'll leave it here, and tell you a little bit more about the storylines coming into this one. Did want to mention, by the way, your first half action of tonight's game presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell Do It Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. The Opelika Dogs, well, it's season number two for them in 7A. And after a ho-hum first year, Red and Black have already surpassed their win total of last year of 8. They look to gun it a few more to close out the regular season over this last month or so. The Dogs sit at 10-10. Got a couple of head-turning wins in the non-conference. They take down James Clements, and they take down Handley. They also got a couple of odd losses. You drop one to 2-11 Woodland, as well as 5-8 Lovejoy out of the state of Georgia. So Opelika still trying to find their footing in 7A. Certainly a win over the Tigers would right the ship for the Dogs. This is DeAndre Harris, who's checked back in the game for the Dogs. Around the screen goes the ball to Fields. Bradley Pearson poked it out momentarily. That'll stay with the Tigers. 25-21, 3:24 left to go in the first half. Opelika inbounding. Harris has it. Right wing extended out to Holloway. Pulls up and scores. Over to Bari. Justin Holloway is a good-looking jumper, and at 6'5", he's able to pull up over taller defenders and hit it. Auburn just barely breaks the pass. Bradley Pearson has it off to Antoine. Now to Bradley. Back to Antoine. Deep. Inside to McLean. Griffin thought about it. Tried the fake pass. They'll call him for a travel, though, as he pump faked the pass to Tabari in the corner, and then he decided he wanted to take one more step closer to the bucket. And as the Opelika student section narrates to us, you can't do that. Two-point game. Opelika can tire take the lead. Holloway has it working on McLean. Will pull up from three-point land. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Tabari Allen underneath. Auburn has it. Antoine working it ahead with a left-handed dribble. 2:34 left to go in the second quarter. Back to Tabari Allen it goes. Tabari out front, top of the key. Antoine Daniels, left wing, extended. Now with a right-handed dribble, works it over to Bradley Pearson, right wing extended. Auburn looking to waste a little bit of time here. No, they're going to call an X play. And they'll get set to go. Antoine between the legs dribble, takes it inside. Thought about going inside to Tabari. He'll try to get it over to Adam Gonia. That'll be tipped out of bounds and go back to Auburn. 2:12 left to go, 25-23 your score. Gonia will inbound this one for the blue and white. Antoine bringing this one ahead with a left-handed dribble. Passing center court. Now Bradley Pearson has it. Into the corner it goes for Tabari. Back to Bradley. Around the horn it goes to Antoine. Inside to Fletcher. Now out to Bradley. Thought about the three. Gets it in the corner to Tabari. Inside to Fletcher it goes. Almost traveled. Got the layup up on the rim. No good. The rebound back to Fletcher. Now to Antoine. Catch. Shoot. Three. No good. Rebound. Tabari tried to go back up with it. No good. And now a foul going to be called on. I believe they'll get Trey Fletcher. Yes, they will. So Opelika will have it. 1:46 left to go. 2-point lead. As the Dogs just trying to keep stretching this game out. Carday Wright has it left wing. Working on Adam Gonia. Steps into a three. No good. Rebound. Skying in the air is Holloway. Put up the two. No good. Auburn fighting for it with the Dogs underneath. Oh, and they'll say it goes out on Trey Fletcher. Back to Opelika. 1:28 left to go. 25-23 before halftime. Wright looking for an entry pass. Antoine almost steals it away. They will say it goes back to the Tigers. Antoine Daniels goes up, swats that down right back onto the top of Carday Wright. It touches Wright. He's standing out of bounds. That gives it back to Auburn. Antoine over to Adam. Oh, a nice catch by Gonia over here as he almost let that one go. Now Antoine will back it up. Wonder how long the Tigers will be content to run clock here with 1:10 left to go. Probably not as they get it in the corner to Gonia. Back to Fletcher. Oh, and Adam Gonia lost it out of bounds. Just goes right off his hands above his head. That'll give Opelika a chance to tie or take the lead once again. 60 ticks left to go in the second quarter. Harris up ahead for the Opelika Dogs. Between the legs dribble, now a left hand. Backs it up, gets it over to Holloway, guarded by Daniels. Over in the right corner it goes. Almost stolen away by Antoine. Oh, and out front, that's number one, Carson Moss, who's checked into the ball game. Almost stepped back court, but they'll get it back. Over to Fields, now Holloway on the right wing. Inside to Harris, takes it inside on Antoine. Goes up with the layup, no good. Rebound by Trey Fletcher. 35 seconds left to go. Antoine up ahead, right-handed dribble. Working ahead against the Opelika defense, takes it all the way down underneath. Over it goes to Tabari in the corner. Back to Adam. Catch, shoot, three, no good. I like Auburn running there. I'd also like to see him hold for the last shot. Carday Wright up ahead for the Dogs. Looking to take in Antoine Daniels. Now off to Justin Holloway at the top of the key. Off to Fields. Inside, Adam Gonia had it, lost it, got it back again. Left-handed dribble by Gonia. Tips it to Fletcher. Trey down the lane. 5 seconds left to go in the first half. Went up for the shot, no good. Half-court shot in the air. Oh, and he banks it in. Number one, Carson Moss just banked in a half-court shot, and that's how the first half will end. 26-25, Opelika, just like that, takes a 1-point lead over the Auburn High School Tigers as we head into half number two next on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine. With offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Inspired by the bold bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSEC can help you blaze your path. Three locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's newest premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and our calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu or call the box office at 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on.
96-3 W. Lee.
26-25, Opelika leading the Auburn Tigers. A half-court shot by Carson Moss goes down to end the first half, and that's where we sit at the end of one. So we're going to put a pause on that for a moment. We're going to circle back to the Auburn High School girls earlier tonight, get a big win over this same Opelika squad, 73-38 the final, and I've got head coach Courtney Pritchett sitting along with me courtside. Coach, that's a good win over an area team. You and I were talking before we came on. You just don't know what you're going to get with area teams nowadays.
Yeah, I think we have a very, very competitive area, and so just to assume that we're going to come into a game and blow through people, like, it's not that easy. We played a really tough Smith Station team, and they guarded us. And I told the girls, I remember a time when we used to walk into a gym, and then we were kind of up 10 points, and they were a little fearful of what was on our chest, but that's not who our area is anymore. And so I really like being in this area. It's very competitive, and so I think it was a good win.
Coach, you used some big nights from a couple of different players, and some of them are familiar names, but I thought Claire Knapper gave you a lot tonight, of course, scoring-wise. But I thought Leah Tolles did really well, especially in the second half. You know, she's not usually a big scorer, but I thought she did really well facilitating the game. What did you see out of your guards tonight?
Well, we've been searching for a well-rounded group. And so we got a little bit of that tonight. Of course, we know that Daily Osterbrook, she had 5 points, but we know Daily Osterbrook is a double-figure threat. And so we just want to try to see if we can get to the point where we got our five starters in double figures, because what has been happening is when we play Central here that night, they play the box of one. And so we need to be in a situation going into this game against Central and even going into a postseason that nobody can play us in the box of one, and we kind of have a drift in our scoring. And so the most they can do is take away, you know, 15 to 20 points from us, and we're still a 60 to 70-point team. And so that's kind of the goal and the hope.
Coach, last season, of course, you guys get a big area championship win over in Central. And I know you've got them coming up next, but before we get to them, you get that big win, you go on into the playoffs, and you drop a game one in a game that you probably feel like you guys had a real shot in. What do you do differently as a coach? And I don't mean to bring up bad wounds or anything.
That was a bad wound. Thank you for bringing that up.
You're
going to have them running at practice tomorrow.
There you go. I guess what's the mentality as you get kind of down to the last few games of the season? What's the mentality you need to have going into the postseason just to be able to rattle off some wins there late?
So I think even just kind of building on who we are, I think we played a tougher regular season schedule this year. We got a chance to go up to Nashville and play the number 6 team in the nation. And so just being in that tournament, we finished that tournament 2-1. So two good wins there against tough competition. And, we lost to the number 6 team in the nation. But just being able to add, we added Claire, you know, because Claire didn't play last year, you know, like you say, and just Claire's a 17 point tonight. To add 17 points to what we're doing and to add Avery Bowling, that we got, you know, didn't have a drop off in the post. Like, I think we have the pieces to be successful. I'm a whole lot tougher on them every day in practice. I think we went into that game, like, not totally prepared for what we're about to face. And so we assume that what we were going to see was going to be a relaxed defensive and offensive team, and that's not who we saw. And so those definitely came in, and they were fierce defensively. And so I think it kind of caught us off guard. And so now we're working at a different tempo. We're working at a different speed every single day in practice. Everybody's on edge, you know, we're on them a whole lot. And so I think, you know, we'll be able to come out and be ready to be prepared for what we're going to face postseason now, just because we need to prepare that way. So
I don't get to ask you specifically very often, but I will here. You've got a player on your team, Soraya Daniels, of course, who she comes off of, I believe, a lower leg injury was what it was the other day. She comes off and goes up to Smith Station, and oh-ho-hum puts up a triple-double with 38 points. I mean, I know I don't give you a whole lot of just time to be able to talk about one specific player, but Talk about what Soraya means to the team. It's obvious she leads you in scoring. What does she do for your team from a leadership standpoint and from just a being able to look at it and say go to her?
I'm telling you, if I was the opposing coach, you better have a game plan for number three. If you don't have a game plan for number three, she can really, really kill you. I mean, she's capable of scoring 50 points in the game easy. And so, she just has a knack for – she plays so very hard every aspect of the game. And that's what I tell people a lot of times when we talk about it, because I typically don't like to like highlight one player in the program because I feel like we have a pretty good program. But it's just I'm not highlighting her offensive ability. A lot of her points, you know, if she had 38 in that game, 20 of those points came from just sheerly working her butt off on the defensive end of the floor, getting a steal and going to make a layup. And so she's not a really great three-point shooter, and so she's not getting three-point shots to jump her scoring up. A lot of her baskets are tough baskets against contact, you know, in the thick of everything, rebounds and putbacks. And so kids that play that way, you don't find them often. And so, she's a very special player from that aspect. She's definitely built for the SEC. She's built for Division I basketball, and you're going to be amazed at what she's going to do in her freshman year at Auburn next year.
I ask you about that because last time out against Central, who you've got coming up again, you know, you don't have Soraya. Now you get a really valiant effort, I thought, from the rest of your players.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Brooke shows you she can take over a game if you need it.
Yeah.
You get a good night from Daly as well. Just, I mean, you know, what do you need to do differently against Central other than just let's add Soraya to the mix and go?
Let's just add Soraya. You know, the girls feel like I'm really, really worried about that game, and I've been pressuring them about it. We've been hanging up the final scores around the locker room, and just I've been like just focus on that loss, and so they hate it. It's just a bad taste in their mouth right now, and they're anxious to get back to Friday just so they can prove to me that they're good enough. But I never doubted it.
No.
Like we've won tougher games without Soraya. We've won tougher games with contribution everywhere. Like we played a Green Forest team out of Atlanta. Nobody on their team was under Soraya's height. And so you're talking about a highly recruited, you know, eight kids going to Division I, and we had offensive presence from everybody. And so our team is good enough to do it, you know, without Soraya. We love the fact that Soraya's there, you know, and it makes it a whole lot more comfortable. But, you know, I was really upset with them in that game because I felt like we can beat this team without Soraya. And we were there. I mean, you know, 2 points.
Down two points with three minutes to go.
And just had opportunities and just didn't take advantage of it. But, yeah, we had Soraya back, and I feel like we'll be fine. But I don't want them to think that. I want them to think that I'm really, really, you know, kind of pressing about that game. I want them to come in and work like that this week in practice.
We're going to get back to men's game as we're ready to go here in the second half. Coach, appreciate you sitting
down. All right,
thank
you. Go Tigers.
Good job on the win. Go Tigers. That is head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High School girls team. 73-38, Auburn gets the win tonight over the Opelika Lady Dogs. 26-25, the Opelika men leading this one at the half, and we get underway. Auburn with the ball working from our left to right. Antoine Daniels with it out front with a right-handed dribble. Now off he goes to Adam Gonya. Gonya around a screen, gives it off to Pearson, thought about the three, now back out to Adam. Over it goes to Antoine in front of the bench. Just underway here in the third quarter between Auburn and Opelika. Bradley in the corner now back to Antoine. Pearson shoots the three in the corner, rolls it in, Auburn leads.
Pearson,
28-26, Bradley with five on the evening. Dre Harris back down the floor for the Dogs, all the way inside, gives it off to McNally. With a right-handed dribble, works it around the top of the key, off to Holloway, working on McLean. Left-handed dribble as he directs traffic, now back to McNally. Puts a three in the air, way off, and a rebound to Bradley Pearson. Tigers have it. Adam Gonya works it past a half-court stripe. Off to Tabori, thought about the three, gives it over to Adam Gonya. Another three in the air by Bradley, and another make! Bradley knocks down two threes right out of the gate. 6:55 left to go, a five-point lead for the Tigers. Six straight points for Bradley Pearson. Carday Wright holds this one out front for the Dogs. Off it goes to Holloway, around a screen it goes to Harris. Now back to McNally. That's Jonathan McNally out front working on Bradley Pearson. Inside it goes to Harris working on McLean. Into the corner for Brady McNally, a three in the air. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound by Antoine Daniels. Tigers on the run. Right-handed dribble by Antoine all the way down the lane. Off to Tabori. Good on the layup. Tabori with two. Auburn is hot out of the gate. An 8-point run, an 8-0 lead. An 8-0 run out of the gate for the Tigers. 6:15 left to go in the third quarter. Harris down the lane, off to Jonathan McNally. No good. Rebound by Adam Gonya. Auburn wants to push this lead out even further. Off to Tabari. Thought about the three. Now a right-handed dribble. Baseball pass over to Pearson. Bradley, another three. No good off the front of the rim. And I believe that gets tapped by Opelika. That gives it back to Auburn. So good news for the Tigers. Brady McNally tips that one as that goes out of bounds. Bradley Pearson with the shot. Can't get it to fall from the corner, but the Tigers will get another chance here. Boy, the Tigers on an 8-0 run out of the gate in this second half to take command of this game again. Allen has it out front, holds it above his head. Now over to Adam Gonya with 5:55 left to go in the third quarter. Left-handed dribble by the three-point specialist. Inside to Griffin McLean, all the way to the bucket. Good! Griffin with 12, 35-26. 9-point lead for the Tigers, who are on a 10-0 run to start the second half. Harris off to Holloway between the rings. Now to McNally. Off it goes to Wright. Had to run it down in the backcourt, guarded by Antoine Daniels. Gets a screen from Holloway. Down the left side of the lane. Wright puts up the layup. No good. McNally had it. Lost it. That goes out of bounds off of Tabari. Allen will send it back to the Dogs. 5:25 left to go in the third quarter. Wright has it. They'll throw it in baseline underneath. Into McNally. Around the horn it goes. Bradley Pearson guarding. Harris out front. Into the corner for Wright. Looking over the defense. Now inside to Jonathan McNally. Takes it down the lane. Had it blocked by Antoine. Got his own rebound. Went back up for two. No good. Got another rebound. Put it up with the left hand. No good again. Got another rebound. They'll say over the back on McNally. Give it back to the Tigers. Antoine Daniels working hard underneath. Antoine is listed at 6'5". Jonathan McNally's listed at 6'2". I wonder how much of a real difference that is. It looked pretty similar height to me. Antoine Daniels giving up a few more upper body poundage underneath. Quick pass inside to Griffin McLean. Couldn't get the layup to go. Opelika back the other way. Wright takes it down the lane. Pulls up from seven. No good. Way short. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Holloway for the Dogs. That'll go back to the Tigers. Wade Hill and Trey Fletcher into the ball game. Griffin McLean and Tabari Allen out with 4:47. Auburn taking a 9-point lead. Back down the left side of the floor. Back down the floor. Off to Bradley Pearson. Antoine working it ahead with a left-handed dribble. 4:40 left to go in the third quarter. Between the legs, now around a defender. Gives it off to Trey Fletcher, top of the key. Over it goes to Antoine. Now to Pearson. Thought about a deep three, but we'll back it up. Between the legs, dribble off to Wade Hill up at the top of the key. Now to Antoine, working on Harris. Around a defender, tried to get it back to Hill. Couldn't get it there in time, but a foul going to be called. I believe that's going to be Andre Harris. Check that. They'll get Jonathan McNally on that one. Didn't see that. 9-point game. Auburn on top of Opelika. 4:22 left to go in the third quarter. Jackson Freeman into the ballgame for Jonathan McNally. Daniels will trigger in. Guarded by Dre Harris. Trying to get Jordan Franklin and a timeout by Chris Brandt. He'll take a 30-second timeout to keep possession. With 4:22 left to go in the third quarter, we take a break. It's 35-26 Auburn on top of Opelika. You're listening to Auburn High School Hoops on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Auburn High Basketball is on.
96-3 W. Lee.
4:22 left to go in the third quarter, 35-26. Auburn High School on top of Opelika here in the Auburn High School gym. Bradley Pearson with a right-handed dribble for the Tigers as Opelika has gone to what looks like a matchup zone out front. Inside it goes to Fletcher. Now back to Bradley Pearson. Left-handed dribble gives it off to Antoine out front. Daniels inside to Fletcher. Hits Jordan Franklin cutting to the bucket. Oh, a skip pass out to Bradley. Open three in the air off the front of the rim. No good. And Opelika pulls down the board. Wright ahead with a right-handed dribble. Took it inside. Looked like he threw it out of bounds. I think that got hit by Jordan Franklin from behind. Yes, they will. So that'll stay with Opelika. 35-26, 3:53 left to go in the third quarter. Wright looking for an entry pass. Gets it into Holloway, working on Wade Hill. Now back out it goes to Menor, who's checked into the ball game. Right-handed dribble by Menor, working on Franklin. Back it goes to Holloway and inside to Dre. Now Harris with it. Jackson up with the right hand. Hook shot in the air, good, as he makes it over the outstretched arms of Trey Fletcher. So Freeman picks up his first points of the game. Antoine has it in the backcourt. Tigers got to get it ahead, and they do. Jordan Franklin now with it, bounces it over to Daniels. Antoine working it up the floor, off to Fletcher. 3:17 over to Jordan Franklin out front. Now to the wing it goes for Daniels, back to Franklin and back to Fletcher. Tigers running it over close to their bench. Top of the key for Jordan Franklin. Bounce pass inside to Fletcher, out to Bradley. Another open three by Pearson. Another make! Bradley on the board with three more. 11 for the senior guard. 38-28, Auburn leads at 2:54 left to go in the third quarter. Quick entry pass to Freeman, now out to Wright. A three in the air for the Dogs is no good, and the rebound pulled down. Strong rebound by Trey Fletcher. Jordan Franklin up ahead. Throws it up to Wade Hill on a jam! And the alley-oop, Jordan Franklin throws it up, and Wade Hill stuffs it down! Harris on the way to the bucket, blocked by Wade Hill, into the hands of Fletcher. Bounce pass up ahead to Bradley Pearson. Leaves for Jordan Franklin, but not before a foul. Holy cow! Jordan Franklin throws it up from about the free throw line, and Wade Hill throws it down. Put that on your highlight reel, SportsCenter. 40-28, 2.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Auburn out to a 12-point lead and looking to add it with more. Adam Gonya with the left-handed dribble throws it in the corner to Pearson. Inside it goes to Fletcher. Trey has it, right-handed dribble. Gives it off to Wade. Another jam! Another jam by Wade Hill! Auburn picking up the pace now and a timeout by Opelika. Jordan Franklin waves goodbye to the Opelika student section. 42-28 as we take a break on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine. With offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on.
96-3, W. Lee.
42-28, your score. Auburn on top of Opelika as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
96-3, W. Lee. WGZZ, HD2, Waverly, and W242AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96-3, W. Lee.
While we were away, Auburn with a quick steal out of the timeout. Adam Gonya with it. Off to Wade Hill again! That's three straight jams for Wade Hill! And the Tigers by 16! Dre Harris down the lane, and a foul going to be on Wade Hill. Three straight two-handed jams by Wade Hill. The Tigers are finding the 6'9 big man, and they're finding him often. All this action in the second half of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Wade Hill comes out to a standing ovation of the entire Auburn High School faithful. Into the game comes number zero, Jaden Eccles. And Chris Brandt is loving it. Chris Brandt showing all teeth for the first time in a while. Second free throw, no good. The first one was knocked down by Dre Harris. But the second free throw, no good. Justin Holloway gets in there, gets his own rebound. He picks up an opportunity to go to the line here. Jaden Eccles reaches in for his first foul. 1 second, one foul for Jaden. First free throw up and good by Holloway. Take that back. That first free throw by Dre Harris was no good. So two straight misses by the Dogs, followed by two straight makes by Justin Holloway. Antoine Daniels all the way. The other side of the floor. Three in the air and three good. No time wasted by the Auburn High School offense on that possession. 47-30, 125 left to go in the third quarter. Auburn has stretched this to a 17-point lead. Wright has it for the Dogs. Out to McNally, it goes around the horn. It goes back to Menor. Now with a right-handed dribble, takes Jordan Franklin inside, goes up on the baseline, puts up the shot, good, and a foul. It's a nice play by Trendon Menor to get to the bucket. Just hits the shot with Antoine Daniels. Antoine thought he was going straight up. I think it's a good call. As Daniels was in the air before Trendon got there. 47-32. Auburn off the back of a few Wade Hill dunks. Three of them in a row by Wade, who goes on a 6-0 run all by himself. Antoine has it out front as the free throw's good by Trendon Menor. Had it poked away. Opelika with it in the backcourt. Dre Harris has it, lays it in. It's a 12-point game. Auburn the other way. All the way to the bucket. They throw it up for Jaden Eccles. He can't hit the alley-oop, and Opelika has it. 46 seconds left to go in the third quarter. McNally all the way to the bucket. Puts up the layup. No good. Rebound tipped around. That'll go off of Opelika. And back to Auburn. 47-35. 38 ticks left to go in the third quarter. Now some discussion by the officials over close to the Opelika bench. And they will. Wow, they will give it back to Opelika. Tabari Allen into the game, as you hear. Trey Fletcher out. Bradley Pearson also coming into this one. Antoine Daniels will come out. And with 38 seconds left in the third quarter, Auburn by 12, trying to defend one last possession here by the Dogs. Dre Harris out front, gives it to Holloway. Now with a left-handed dribble working on Tabari. Over it goes to Menor, guarded tightly by Jordan Franklin. Jordan way out front, causing some havoc. McNally well with it. Now Holloway, top of the key, using the right hand to get free. Now to Menor, to Franklin. Franklin got the steal. Off to Franklin it goes. Left-handed dribble, flips it back to Tabari. Thought about the three all the way to the bucket, into the corner. Tried to hit Adam Gonya, no good. Well, couldn't get the pass there. That'll go out of bounds as Opelika swats it out. 12 ticks left to go, 47-35. Auburn either going to try to score on this out of bounds or hold for the last shot. They'll try to score on the out-of-bounds. Eccles goes up for two, no good, but a foul. Yeah, that's a really well-drawn-up play. Jaden Eccles is able to come off of the block and round that corner to the other block where Opelika's not expecting it to come from, and he just plants himself right there. Franklin's able to hit him, and they get a couple of charity stripe opportunities out of it. Jaden Eccles hits the first of two, his first points of the evening. Foul on Jonathan McNally that time, his third of the game. Jaden puts it in the air, swish. Jaden hits them both. 49-35, 14-point lead. 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. McNally up ahead, gives it to Menor. Now with five, gets it out two. That's Welsh in the corner. Thought about the three, did take it, didn't get the three. Rebound tapped up in the air, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Apologize, that was actually Fields on the shot, not Wells. 49-35, Auburn on top of Opelika. They take a 14-point lead to the fourth quarter, and we take it a break on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gouche Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's newest premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and our calendar of events online at gouchecenter.auburn.edu. That's gouchecenter.auburn.edu, or call the box office at 334-844-TIXS.
Your business of 20 years hits a major growth mode. Then you realize you've spent 5,000 hours on conference calls, 8,000 hours in meetings, a million hours working late, all to take care of your customers. But you'll only trust your one true passion and your company's future to one bank, Troy Bank and Trust. Today, tomorrow, and always. The only bank you'll ever need, Troy Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Auburn High Basketball is on.
96-3 W. Lee.
It is popping off inside the Auburn High School gym. Auburn up 14 over crosstown rival Opelika as we get set for the final quarter of four. The big highlight of the night, Wade Hill with three straight two-handed jams. And Auburn leads this one once again by 14. Just like that, Opelika gets called with an over and back, and it'll be Auburn basketball up 14 with 7:46 left to go. Jordan Franklin will trigger this one in from the sideline. Quick pass into Griffin McLean, and he gets it back to Franklin. And Auburn will set up the offense. Auburn takes it to the right side. Quick entry pass to Griffin, and stolen away by McNally underneath. Just a lazy pass from Jordan that time. Fields all the way to the bucket. Wow, how did he get that shot to fall? Spins up the floater and in. Now Auburn breaks the press. Up ahead to Griffin. All the way to the bucket. Had it blocked by McNally. Got his own rebound. Put up the layup. No good, but a foul. That's four on Jonathan McNally, and that'll send Griffin McLean to the line for a couple. Good job by Griffin to stay with it that time. He gets packed at the rim, but he's able to come back. He's able to garner in the ball and go right back up against the big-bodied McNally. Couple of free ones for Griffin. First one off the back of the rim. Touched every part of the rim and dropped out. 49-37, the score will stay at. McNally out of the ball game. Checking into the game, it'll be number one, Carson Moss, who has one shot on the evening, and it's a half-court buzzer beater. McLean will get another one. 49-37, your score, Auburn leading Opelika. Free one in the air and good. A 13-point lead for the Tigers. Give Griffin McLean 13 points on the evening as well. 7:18 left to go. Dre Harris works it ahead for the Dogs, looking for some help. He gives this over to Fields on the left wing. Gives it back to Menor, who's around the screen all the way to the bucket. Puts up the right-handed layup. No good. Rebound by Tabari Allen for the Tigers. Auburn has it. Trying to rip it away from defenders. Uses the left hand to get free. Now Adam Gonia has it. Gives it back to Tabari. Auburn has numbers. A three-on-one all the way to the bucket. There's Griffin McLean underneath. Oh, he got blocked by Holloway. Rebound by Tabari, though. Out to Bradley. A three in the air. Bullseye! Bradley Pearson with 14 on the evening. It's a 16-point lead for the Tigers. Here's DeAndre Harris for the Dogs. Back the other way. Right-handed dribble gives this one off. No, this is Harris, as that was Fields who had it. Off to Menor. Takes it inside, puts up the floater. Good, but that's a charge. Adam Gonia stands in front, takes the punishment, and it'll give it back to the Tigers with 6.5 left. Auburn has answered the bell here in the second half. They go down by one to end that first half. It was 26-25. Since then, it is a 28-11 run that the Tigers are on with the ball. 6:25 left to go. Antoine works this one ahead on right. Into the corner it goes for Bradley. Left-handed dribble. Oh, and will we get a moving screen? I think we'll get a moving screen on Griffin McLean over here. That'll give it back to Opelika. 6:18 left to go in the fourth quarter. Griffin called for his second foul of the evening. Harris will work it ahead for the Dogs. Left-handed dribble inside to Holloway, guarded by Daniels. Back out it goes to right. Thought about the three. No, now he'll take the three. Off the top of the rim, no good, but they got his own rebound. Steps in, gives it to Menor in the corner. Now back to right. Lost it, got it back over to Harris. 6 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Behind the back dribble on Pearson all the way to the bucket. He goes right-handed layup good over the outstretched arms of Antoine Daniels. 53-39, 5:48 left to go in this one. Bradley Pearson has it. Gets it out to Tabari Allen. Allen by the defense, left-handed dribble. Tried to go behind the back, almost lost it. Oh, tried to get it to Griffin McLean underneath, but knocked out of there by Carday Wright. That's a good defensive play by the Dogs. 53-39 your score. 5.5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin gets this one in quickly to Tabari. Out to Bradley. Another three in the air for Pearson. No good. Rebound, fought for underneath, Griffin McLean has it, but Opelika over the back. I think they'll say jump ball. That will give it back to the Tigers. Nice job by Griffin McLean to not let go of that one, as it would have been easy to just let that one go to the other way. Franklin will throw it in, looking for some help. Tries a quick pass to Tabari, had it stolen away. Just not a very good pass by Jordan that time. Up ahead to Holloway. All the way to the bucket he goes. That's a nice move to get around Antoine Daniels and cuts this to 12. Justin Holloway moves into double digits on the evening. 5:14 left. Antoine all the way to the bucket. Oh, Antoine throws it down. Antoine just said, give me the rock and I'll do the rest. 55-41. A one-handed jam by Antoine and now a steal by Jordan Franklin. Auburn with a 3-on-1 off to Pearson all the way to the bucket. No good. There's Griffin McLean. Put back good. Auburn by 16. Now Opelika down the floor. Oh, and Tabari Allen gets a whole lot of ball, but they'll call him for a foul. Some highlight dunks from the Auburn Tigers tonight. That is four that have been thrown down, three of them by Wade Hill and one there by Antoine Daniels. And a phrase for that one would be on his head. Right with a couple in the air. First one, no good. Give the foul to Tabari, only his first of the evening. Wade Hill will make his way back into the ball game as well as Trey Fletcher. Auburn going big here with Fletcher, Hill, and Daniels on the floor. You'll also have Bradley Pearson and Adam Gonia to round out the five. Wright will get another one. Auburn by 16 here in the fourth quarter. Free throw up and good by Wright. It's a 15-point lead for the Tigers. Antoine has it in the backcourt. Left-handed dribble, works it ahead. DeAndre Harris tried to get him from behind. Almost lost it. Antoine did lose it. Up ahead it goes to Menor. Opelika all the way to the bucket. That goes off of the backboard. Antoine Daniels goes up to try and get a hold of it, but he gets it after that touches the backboard, so it'll be a goaltending. 13-point lead now as the Tigers continue to see Opelika fight to stay in this one. And a nice job by Trendon Menor to get out ahead with the steal and finish at the bucket. Bradley in the backcourt gets it off to Fletcher. Tigers running it ahead. That'll be tipped out off of Opelika. Give it back to the Tigers. 4:31 left to go. Chris Brandt calling for some strategy over on the sideline. Pearson will trigger into Adam Gonia in the backcourt. Adam runs it ahead. Now off to Trey Fletcher, top of the key. Over to Wade Hill it goes, left wing extended. Holds it above his head. Tallest player on the floor right now is Wade Hill. Antoine has it. Now to Gonia. Catch, shoot, three in the air, no good. Rebound to Bradley Pearson, though, and he'll back it out. Now to Fletcher with the left wing. Dumps it off to Bradley Pearson. Around the horn it goes to Adam Gonia. Tigers will reset. Daniels out in front with it. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. All the way down the lane. Pulls up from about 12. No good. Rebound tipped around. That goes back to Opelika. Wright with a break. All the way down the lane. Puts up the floater and in. It's an 11-point game. Wright into double digits on the evening with 11. Antoine Daniels takes McNally ahead and almost broke the ankles of the freshman. Into the corner it goes to Adam Gonia. Didn't decide to shoot it, though. Auburn will still have it to Wade Hill. Catch, shot in the air, rattles out. Rebound by Trey Fletcher underneath. Ball on the deck. There's Pearson. Out to Gonia. Three in the air. No good. And this rebound being tipped around. And it'll stay here. It'll stay here. Bradley Pearson was in there amongst the trees. I think Justin Holloway will be called for over the back. Yes, he will. Three fouls for Opelika, two for Auburn. Pearson will trigger this one. Baseline. There's Trey Fletcher wide open underneath, and he lays it in. Trey with two more. He's got four, and it's a 13-point lead again for the Tigers. Menor down the lane. Boy, a good-looking player is Trendon Menor as he takes it all the way to the bucket, gets the finger roll to fall. He's got 13 on the evening. And the Tigers, again, by 11. Antoine had it, lost it in the air, but a foul is called. I believe they'll get Justin Holloway on the reach. 3 minutes to go. Opelika starting to press more here. Auburn got to find a way to break it. Daniels triggers into Fletcher. Fake the pass. Now goes up ahead to Adam. They get it past half court. Here's Bradley. Deep three in the air. No good off the rim. Rebound by Trey. Fletcher goes back up. Had it. Lost it. Got it back. Now to Wade Hill. Put up the shot. No good. And a rebound to Opelika. Right out of there with it for the Dogs. They have numbers. Here's a shot from Menor from the left wing. No good. Rebound right into the hands of Carday Wright. He goes up, and it's a 9-point game. This one getting a little bit testy here towards the end. 2:36 left to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take one more break on the Auburn High School Sports Network and come back and give you the thrilling conclusion of this one. Don't go anywhere on the Auburn High School Sports Network as Auburn leads this one 59-50. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine. With offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn out in front of this one 59-50 with 2:36 left to go, though. Auburn trying to hold off the Opelika run here in the end. Opelika has gone on a 4-0 run to close this back to within 9. And the Dogs will press in the backcourt once again. A reminder, 2.5 minutes left to go. Auburn up by 9. Baseball pass ahead to Bradley Pearson, almost over his head, but he runs it down. Bradley has it. Now he'll run it back out, and Auburn will kill a little clock. Could have ended in disaster there for the Tigers, but Auburn will maintain possession. 2:25 left to go in the fourth quarter. Antoine Daniels now holds it on his left hip out front. Around the defense he goes, top of the key. Oh, and tried to give it off to Adam Gonya. Brady McNally steps in front all the way to the bucket. He put it up off the glass. Antoine Daniels got a block. It was off the backboard. They say no goaltend, but the rebound was cleaned up and put in by Trendon Menor. It is a 7-point game. Boy, this was a 17-point lead just a moment ago for the Tigers. Auburn has it. They get it off to Adam Gonya out front. Right-handed dribble. Inside it goes to Griffin. Shot fake. Goes up for two. Good! Griffin McLean with two more. That'll stop the bleeding. Griffin with 15 on the evening. Now the Dogs got to go quick. Right all the way to the bucket. Put up the layup. No good, but a foul underneath. That's going to be on Bradley Pearson. You hear the colorful language over there of head coach Chris Brandt. Actually, not colorful language, more of a colorful tone, if you will. 1:36 left to go in the fourth quarter. 61-52, Auburn in front of Opelika, and the first free throw by Carday Wright is no good. So it'll stay at 9. Griffin out, Jordan Franklin in. 1:36 left to go in this one. 4 fouls for Opelika, 3 for the Auburn Tigers. Wright spins it up and in. It's an 8-point lead. Auburn gets it in quickly. Antoine has it in the backcourt, now gives it off to Tabari. He'll run it ahead. Gets it off again to Antoine. Now to Tabari. Auburn's got to get it past half court, and they do. Antoine has it past the center line, bounces it over to Gonya. Adam has it, is trapped in the corner. Now to Antoine. Another bounce pass over to Tabari, holds it above his head. Trendon Menor will come out to get him. He drives right side, almost broke the ankles of Menor. You heard the big O from the Auburn crowd. 1:10 left to go in the fourth quarter. Jordan Franklin has it out front, and now Opelika will come out, and they'll foul. They will foul down 8 with 1:09 left to go. Opelika going to try to extend this game as long as they can. Jordan to the line as that one is foul number 5. And if you haven't been with us all year, a new rule in Alabama high school basketball this year is the first one is no good by Jordan. There is no single or double bonus anymore. There is only 5 fouls a quarter. Once you get to the 5th foul, you shoot 2 the rest of the way. Franklin spins up the second one and in. He goes 1 for 2 from the line. Opelika will go quickly. Harris down the floor. Gives it off to Wright. 3 in the air. Rolls it in. It is a six-point game inside Auburn High School gym with a minute remaining. And Bradley Pearson will get the timeout as he can't find anybody in. This one going to come down to the wire, it looks like, again, as Opelika has gotten this back from a 17-point deficit, now only down six as we head into the final 55 ticks in this one. Once again, you're listening to Auburn High School Basketball on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine. With offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.
Auburn High Basketball is on.
96-3 W. Lee.
Auburn will run the length of the floor. 55 seconds left to go. 62-56. Tigers on top. They get it into Bradley Pearson. Pearson runs it ahead with a left hand. They're past half court. Bounces it off, and that's stolen by Opelika. Dogs back the other way. They get it in the corner to McNally, and it's blocked out of there. Tabari Allen says, no, sir, as he rejects it past the Opelika bench. Once again, Opelika now with a chance to cut this even further down. Tabari Allen swats away the pass. That goes out of bounds, runs another second off the clock. 44 seconds left to go. Auburn by six. McNally trying to get this one in, does get it into Menor. Opelika's got to go quick. Right-handed dribble. Working on Franklin out to McNally. He puts a three in the air and makes it. It's a three-point game. Bradley Pearson will call another timeout as Auburn can't get the ball in. Opelika has come back from down 17, and they have made this a one-score game. Auburn all of a sudden in a world of hurt going to have to hit some free throws down the stretch. Oh, with 30 seconds left to go, what do you do here if you're Auburn? You've had good free throw shooters most of the year, and you got to think that's where Auburn is going to go with a more guard-heavy lineup here, but you also want to keep a guy in there. You don't want to give Opelika a second chance at multiple scores here. 62-59, Auburn trying to outlast the Opelika Bulldogs and pick up their third win in Area 4. Opelika, this team, although they're 10-10, they've had a couple of really, really interesting wins on the season. They beat James Clements earlier this year. They also handled Handley pretty well. Auburn, that was a team that Auburn beat earlier this season. But those two teams, Opelika's got wins over this year, and they've actually been pretty good teams that they've played. You have had a couple of interesting losses to Woodland and Lovejoy, those two teams combining for a 7-19 record overall. So it's just been an odd year for the Dogs. They've won some games they weren't supposed to and lost some they really weren't supposed to. So they've been able to stay in games, and we're seeing that now as they've cut this back to a one-score game with 30 seconds left. Auburn trying to avoid disaster here at Auburn High School Gym. Antoine gets this one into Tabari. Seconds ticking off the clock. Tabari fakes a pass, now runs it up ahead with a right-handed dribble. Tried to give it off to Jordan Franklin. That was tipped away off of Opelika. It'll go out of bounds back to Auburn. 22 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Auburn has got to get this in. Auburn will run a box set from the paint. Franklin will dump this one into Gonia. Adam has it, and he'll get fouled by McNally in the corner. 20 seconds left to go. Auburn sending to the line one of the better free throw shooters on the team. Auburn trying to survive in Auburn High School gym. Once again, this was a 17-point deficit for the Opelika Dogs. They've cut it back to three. And Adam Gonia, one of the best free throw shooters on this Auburn High School team, just left it short. Gonia will get another one. No good. Rebound, Bradley Pearson underneath. Bradley rips it away out to Antoine, now with 15 seconds. And it goes to Tabari, but a foul going to be called. What a huge rebound by Bradley Pearson as he keeps possession with the Tigers. Adam Gonia will shake his head. Can't believe he missed them both. But Bradley Pearson comes up with what could be one of the biggest rebounds of the year thus far. Antoine with a chance to put Auburn ahead by two scores here. You just need one. The first one. No good. Off the back of the rim, Antoine. Can't hit the first. Auburn's gone 0 for 3 trying to make this a two-score game. They'll get one more opportunity here with 15-6 left to go. Free throw in the air. Good! Antoine knocks that one down. Four-point lead. Opelika got to go quick. 13 seconds. Menor runs it ahead all the way to the bucket. He goes up on Antoine. Wild shot, no. Harris got it back. Put up the two and put it in. 6 seconds remaining as Opelika has now cut this to a two-point game. DeAndre Harris on the putback. And it's 63-61. So here's your situation. Auburn going to have to get this in first. You can't have a steal in the backcourt or Opelika can either go for the tie or the win. If you do get it in, you don't necessarily have to get this past half court. All you've got to do is be able to keep it away from the Dogs and let them foul you. They're going to foul you probably with about five, maybe a little bit under five if you can get open. So what Auburn's going to need is some free throws on the other end. We just saw Auburn go 1 of 4 from the line. If they can turn that into 3 of 6, they're going to get out of here with a win. If you can't, Opelika's going to have a shot to tie or take the lead in this game. 6 seconds left. Once again, this was a 17-point ball game at the end of the third quarter. Auburn was rolling. They were riding high in this one. Opelika, give them credit. The Dogs have come back and have forced a really tight game here with 6 seconds left. Just about anybody's ball game. 6.1 seconds. Auburn inbounding underneath their own basket. Check that. That's the Opelika basket. They'll have to go the length of the floor. Antoine Daniels will trigger in. A bounce into Tabari Allen. He'll hold it above his head, and the Opelika defense gets there with 4.8 seconds left to go. Tabari Allen, one of the biggest things for Tabari last year was free throws. He told you constantly, said he was working on free throws, wanted to be the guy that they could go to late. Can Tabari hit him here and ice this thing away? Two shots. Tabari Allen to the line. Auburn ahead by two. Can Tabari make it three with this one? First one in the air. Good! Tabari knocks it down. Opelika can only tie. Auburn is a shot away. Allen only with 2 points on the evening thus far. He can have two more big ones. Free throw in the air. Good! Tabari Allen knocks it down. It's a four-point game. 4.8 seconds left to go. Tabari Allen with two of the biggest free throws in his career. What a big moment by Tabari Allen. He knocks down two free throws. Auburn takes a four-point lead, and if you're Chris Brandt, all you're telling your team, do not foul. Do not get anywhere near any of their shooters. We saw it happen a few weeks ago when Auburn was playing Central here. You saw Antoine Daniels step in there late and commit a foul. As Auburn was up 4 in that game, you didn't need a foul happening. Antoine does step in and commit it. Fortunately, the shot doesn't go down. That's the last thing you want to see this time. If I was Chris Brandt right now, I might even call my last time out and just reiterate to the guys, you do not foul. You do not get anywhere near a shooter on this. There is no need to even contest this shot if you're Auburn. 4.8 left to go, 65-61. Auburn on top of the Opelika Dogs. The Tigers have withstanded this Opelika run. Auburn was up 17 towards the end of the third quarter, and the Opelika Dogs, give them credit, have done a great job of fighting their way back. Quick entry pass. Menor has it. Stolen away by Jordan Franklin. Back to Menor. He puts up the deep shot. No good, and the Tigers win! Tigers win! Jordan Franklin causes some havoc there in the backcourt, and the clock ticks down. 65-61. It wasn't pretty, but the Tigers get out alive. They improve to 3-0 in Area 4, and they pick up win number 20 on the year. 65-61. Auburn a winner over Opelika. We'll send it to break and come right back. Hopefully sit down with an MVP of tonight's game, as well as head coach Chris Brandt. We'll also give you the post-game numbers and a look ahead to next week. All that and more on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Stay tuned. Auburn a winner over Opelika, 65-61. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey, Auburn, stop dealing with unreliable network copiers, printers, and scanners and waiting days for service. ABS Business Systems of Auburn is your AU alumni-owned and operated local solution. A full-line Canon, Lexmark, Toshiba, and Ricoh dealer, ABS of Auburn specializes in smooth, efficient office operations. Get the systems, tools, and expertise you need, plus reliable support that's always on call.
ABS of Auburn, how may we help you?
Call 334-329-7000 to schedule a free on-site consultation today. War Eagle.
This is Zach Osterbrook with Osterbrook Law Group, specializing in family law, criminal defense, DUI, and personal injury. Osterbrook Law Group can help you. 114 North 9th Street in downtown Opelika, serving Lee County and the surrounding areas for over 10 years. Remember, if you want someone that has your back, call Zach. 737-3718. Big city experience, small town values. Osterbrook Law Group.
No representation has made that the quality of services to be performed is the greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Love our members love us.
Oh yes, ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Back inside the Auburn High School gym. Auburn a winner tonight over Opelika, 65-61. They use a couple of big nights all over the place, but tonight, the biggest night, I think, maybe the most powerful night, goes to the big man, 6'9", Wade Hill. Wade with 6 points tonight, but with six pretty loud points, that is. Three straight jams for you. Man, talk to me. What you see on that, the first one? Let's talk about the oop from Jordan. What you see on that first one?
I mean, I just saw an open fast break. We locked eyes. We've done it in practice a couple of times. We locked eyes. I knew he was going to throw it, so I just had to go up and get it.
So the first one, an alley-oop jam, and one of the biggest we've seen in the gym all year. All right, so the next two, you got a couple of trailers where you're coming down the lane, somebody hits you, gives you the assist underneath. Is that a set play, or are you just kind of finding the open space?
No, it just happened how it happened. I mean, it was pretty lucky, but I saw my chance after the first one. I was hyped, so I thought I'd try it again.
There you go, and you get off three straight, man. It was fun. We were having a blast. I'm sure I probably threw my headset over here. All right, so this one, obviously, you guys go up by a big amount. You get up about 16, 17 points, but you're able to hold it off in the end. I know that you're probably going to have your coaches talk to you about, well, we can't let that happen again. But what's it say about the team to be able to withstand that kind of run from Opelika in the
end? I mean, it just shows the grit, the determination that we have as a team, that we know even if times get tough, that we can pull it out, and we can be the best team in the state.
What was the scout on Opelika tonight? They are a little bit longer. Of course, you got Holloway, number 11, who is a big, long guy. You guys kind of were banging around there underneath some. I know he was fighting with Griffin. Of course, you got the other one, 24. You got McNally underneath. I mean, those guys, they're big, they're strong. What was the game plan tonight for you guys?
Yeah, just stay in front. Don't get into big foul trouble, and just make sure they don't dominate down low.
You got a plan on when you're going to throw down another oop?
Hopefully next game, Central on Friday.
There you go. Central on Friday. Man, we're looking forward to seeing you there in Phoenix City. Wade, go Tigers. What a big game tonight. Appreciate the time, brother.
Thank you.
All right, that's Wade Hill on the Auburn High School Sports Network. We're going to pass the mic over now to assistant coach Milana as we get set to go on this post-game interview. Coach, oh, ho-hum win over Opelika. No big deal,
that's right?
You were you probably weren't sweating there towards the end.
No, just, you know, a couple deep breaths when the buzzer goes off, but – yeah, we really should have. We had a great run in the third quarter, and it's nothing away from Opelika. They're a tough team, but you know we should have had that little killer instinct moment to kind of close the door, and we didn't. And a credit to them, they fought back into it. But that is some senior leadership to kind of get us across the finish line. But we got some things to work on.
And it seems like that that's something that can probably help you down the stretch there of, you know, looking back on a game like this and going, okay, we can't take our foot off the gas. Is that something that you guys talk about a lot, or is that something that you needed to happen first?
Yeah, we definitely talk about that a lot. And in this little stretch we're on, we've done a pretty good job of it. Now, we just shot ourselves in the foot with turnovers. We had, I think, 10 turnovers in the first half and had some very careless ones in that fourth quarter as well against, you know, pressure that we had kind of anticipated. So, nothing we can't learn from, and definitely glad to have another area win and have our eyes set toward our big showdown at Central on Friday. But definitely some stuff to get back into the gym and get to work.
You have a big night. Of course, we talked to Wade, who had some highlight reel plays, but I thought Griffin McLean also played a really good game offensively for you. Was that a plan to go inside to Griffin a lot, or did it kind of happen like that?
Yeah, Griff's got some great footwork down there, and we know against some aggressive shot-blocking teams that he's a really good go-to guy to kind of calm the nerves, get a few shots to go through, and he does a great job using his post work, using his ball fakes as well. So going to Griff's always a good idea, and he's been playing real solid for us for the last few games, so just keep feeding the beast.
There you go. Guard-wise, I thought Opelika gave you a challenge tonight. You had a couple of guys, two. You had 10 who kind of were bigger-bodied guards. It wasn't necessarily what you see with Central who, you know, they're longer guys. These were more bigger-bodied guards. Is that different from what you've seen this year?
We've seen some guys. I know Central has one of their guards that's a big, you know, thicker-bodied downhill guy, and that's kind of what we see on film from Opelika. They like to attack. Number five's got a real nice shot. But, you know, we also had some things that we could have probably done a little bit better, and some careless turnovers or some lapses on the defensive end, which won't happen again. And we look forward to getting to work on it tomorrow.
You got Central coming up this Friday. You've already beaten them once, so it's easy. You just beat them again, right?
You know what? Let's do that.
Yeah, so Central coming up. What's the – and I know we've already seen them this year, but give us a quick scout on Central. You know, you and I could probably talk about it a little bit, but tell our listeners, what do we see from Central when we look at them on tape?
They're super long. They're very athletic. And, they're probably – and, you know, speaking about it, you know, our guys have played Valley as well. They're probably the fastest team that we've played. They just want to get out and run, and they're very well coached, and they're very responsible as well. So we know it's a super tough challenge, but our guys are looking forward to going in. We know that gym's going to be loud, and it's going to be exciting. And, you know, that's kind of what we're made for this year with all the experience we've got. We're ready for games like that, especially as we push toward the states.
I'll give you a chance to forget about that one for a minute and go celebrate with your team. Coach,
appreciate it.
Appreciate
the
time. That's Assistant Coach Milana on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Coach, we appreciate the time, and go Tigers as well. Auburn a winner tonight once again, 65-61. Got a little dicey there in the end, but the Tigers hold out. Really quick look at your post-game numbers here. First for the Opelika Dogs, you get 3 from Carson Moss. That was his only shot of the game, and it goes in from half court to end the first half. So Carson Moss, congrats on the half court shot tonight, brother. Trendon Menor comes away with 14 points. You had Carday Wright with 16. Brady McNally keeps the Opelika Dogs in it down the stretch. He has 2 big threes to get his total to 6 on the evening. You had 6 for DeAndre Harris. You also had Justin Holloway with 13, 2 for Jackson Freeman, and 4 for Jonathan McNally. On the other end for the Auburn Tigers, 2 for Jaden Nichols on the evening, 4 for Trey Fletcher. Adam Gonya with a quiet night, only 3 points for him, but did some other good things on defense as well tonight. Bradley Pearson with 14. You had 1 point from Jordan Franklin, who, again, that's another guy who wasn't really himself tonight, but the Tigers are able to use some other pieces to get the victory. You had 8 from Wade Hill. We told you he had 6. Actually had 8. Actually hit a jumper. He reminded me of that one right after he went off. Antoine Daniels with 7 on the evening. Tabari with 4 and 17 points on the night for Griffin McLean. So Griffin McLean in his senior year has done 2 things against Opelika. He has scored 17 in a basketball game, and he's caught a game-winning touchdown pass. That's pretty good for your senior year against your crosstown rival. 65-61, Auburn a winner over Opelika. Let's take one more break on the Auburn High School Sports Network. We'll come back to wrap things up on the other side of this one. Auburn a winner tonight. We'll see you on the other side of this break on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Life isn't made for joint or orthopedic pain. It's made for living, for family, for your favorite hobbies, for sports, for morning walks and afternoon playing in the park. If you suffer from joint or orthopedic pain, turn to the experts at the Orthopedic Clinic. Our board-certified surgeons provide cutting-edge surgical procedures and high-quality, innovative services all close to home. Don't let joint or orthopedic pain keep you from doing all the things you love. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule an appointment today.
Inspired by the bold bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSCC can help you blaze your path. Three locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
Auburn High Basketball is on.
96-3 W. Lee.
Auburn High, a winner tonight over the Opelika Dogs, 65-61. They used 17 points from Griffin, 14 from Bradley Pearson, and 8 highlight reel points from Wade Hill, the big 6'9 center who was our MVP of tonight's game. Auburn comes out alive against a really scrappy Opelika Bulldogs team. The next Auburn High School basketball broadcast here on the Auburn High School Sports Network will be this Friday against Central. We'll be in Phoenix City. Airtime 5:30 on 96.3 WLE, 96.3WLE.com, and 96.3WLE, the app. Boy, what a win for this Auburn Tiger squad. Big wins for both the women and the men tonight as the girls come out and get a 73-38 win over Opelika. The Auburn Tiger men's squad comes back with a 65-61 bid over that same Opelika Bulldog team. Auburn 3-0 in the area as they go into Central this next week. Our studio engineer is Trey Atkins. I'm Jack Hutton. Thank you for listening. Until next time, have a good night and go Tigers!
Auburn High Basketball was presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gooch Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware.
See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 WLEE.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.